Supplemental Security Income, SSI, in New York. SSA Publication Number 05-11146, January 2011. The contents of this audio publication are: What is SSI? Medical assistance. Food stamps. Other services. Monthly SSI payment amounts. Contacting Social Security. What is SSI? SSI, or Supplemental Security Income, is a federal program that provides monthly cash payments to people in need. SSI is for people who are 65 or older, as well as for blind or disabled people of any age, including children. To qualify, you also must have little or no income and few resources. This means that the value of things you own must be less than $2,000 if you are single, or less than $3,000 if you are married. The value of your home does not count. Usually the value of your car does not count, and the value of certain other resources, such as a burial plot, may not count either. To get SSI, you also must apply for any other cash benefits you may be able to get. You must live in the United States or the Northern Mariana Islands to get SSI. If you are not a U.S. citizen, but you are a resident, you still may be able to get SSI. For more information, ask for Supplemental Security Income, SSI, for non-citizens. Publication number 05-11051. The state of New York adds money to the federal payment. The state of New York may also consider the county or borough where you reside when determining how much to supplement your SSI payments. Additionally, the state of New York considers whether you reside in congregate care, also known as group home or adult foster care, when determining how much to supplement your SSI payments. The single payment you get in the beginning of each month includes both the federal SSI payment and your supplement from New York. Medical assistance. If you get SSI, you can get medical assistance, Medicaid, automatically. You will receive a separate letter of acceptance and Medicaid ID card from the state of New York. If you have questions about Medicaid, contact your local Department of Social Services. Food stamps. If you get SSI, you may be able to get food stamps. Food stamps can help you buy more food without spending more money. However, Social Security does not decide if you can get food stamps. If you live in a household where everyone is applying for or getting SSI, you can apply for food stamps at a Social Security office. If not, you must apply at your local Department of Social Services. Other social services. Other services you may be able to get through your local Department of Social Services: homemaker and housekeeper services, personal care, money management, and assistance in making living arrangements in group residence or family-type homes. For more information, contact your local Department of Social Services. Monthly SSI payment amounts. The amounts include both federal and state payments combined. Not all SSI recipients receive the maximum amount. Your payment may be lower if you have other income. Category: Person living alone. Your 2011 total monthly payment is $761. Person living with others, but paying his or her own expenses, $697. Person living in someone else's household and receiving support and maintenance, $472.34. Person living in a public general hospital or Medicaid-approved long-term facility, $55 or $35. Couple living alone, $1,115. Couple living with others, but paying their own expenses, $1,057. Couple living in someone else's household and receiving support and maintenance, $720. Note: Social Security sends recipients a $30 federal SSI benefit, and New York State sends recipients an additional $25 State Supplemental Personal Needs Allowance, SSPNA, when they reside in a nursing home, or a $5 SSPNA when they reside in any other kind of medical facility. Contacting Social Security. For more information and to find copies of our publication, visit our website at www.socialsecurity.gov or call toll-free 1-800-772-1213. For the deaf or hard of hearing, call our TTY number, 1-800-325-0778. We treat all calls confidentially. We can answer specific questions from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. We can provide information by automated phone service 24 hours a day. We also want to make sure you receive accurate and courteous service. That is why we have a second Social Security representative monitor some telephone calls.